With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
This is Courtney from her bed, you guys. I am coming to you very sick right now, but I'm going to do my best. So I just want to apologize for my voice now.
I mean, how many times has this happened to Mary? But now I'm summer Mary, so like I sleep in, I stay out all night.
You're immune to like anything bad. I've been like working and just like running it and empty, and I'm still here though, and hopefully somewhat funny, but like sounding like, you know, remember in like Friends when Lisa Kudrow like loses her voice and she's like, my sexy shoes. Like she thinks she has a sexy voice.
Well, like I kind of feel bad now, guys, because I was texting Courtney and it's 9:45 on Thursday, and I'm like, hey, do you like want to do it in the morning? And I'm having so much fun at like, she's like, I really feel like shit. And I'm like, okay, like, yeah, so you want to do it in the morning? Like, I had no idea she was actually legitimately sick. I thought just
she doesn't
like
read
she
my
just meant like
she doesn't I don't read
know.
My text messages.
I don't. I just thought it meant like like you're hungover or like you just felt gross or something. But you're legit sick. I'm a horrible, horrible human being.
It's
with a great tan.
I mean, can you just fill us in on what you've been doing? Well, I've been, like, working.
You know, I'll carry this show today, guys. This is Summer Mary. So this weekend I had the best time. I hung out with Ronnie from Watch What Crappens, and let's just say we were two peas in a pod. And it was a dangerous pod, and the pod wasn't really a pod. It was actually a vodka Tito's martini.
I told Mary.
We were the two olives. We were the two olives in the martini.
Were you the blue cheese olives?
We didn't do blue cheese. Well, he actually doesn't do it dirty. He does it with a twist and up. And I was like, I like it dirty.
I was laughing because I've told you since the beginning, I think you and Ronnie are like long lost siblings. Like, I feel like you guys are the same person. And you're like, no, that's not true. Like, I'm not even going to really drink on Friday. Like, I might have like, we're just going to like meet up for one. You know, they have a show tomorrow night. So it's probably going to be like a really chill day, like night. And then cut to like seeing stories of like in the Uber at like midnight. And I'm like, what is going on?
Taylor Swift. I didn't even know he filmed that. It was on Watch What Happens the next day. and it was like me, I wanna be your endgame. And then just like yelling at the Uber driver, hey, watch out for those people. There's people over there. Like the worst.
Well, okay, but last time. I'm like very afraid of San Francisco. There's been twice where I've seen cars hit people on Vespas.
That's normal.
Yeah, it's very scary, though, and I'm like, I do not want to live here. It's too frightening. I don't think I could handle it. LA traffic.
Are like, the pedestrians own the city. The cars are just, like, ants.
Except when the cars hit you, because it's a little bit more dangerous.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get hit and make some money.
This is, you guys, Mary's
like minor injury.
Mary's, like, goal in life is just to, like, make money by doing nothing.
How can I make money? I play the lotto all the time. How can I make the money? Show me the money.
Speaking of money, so let's discuss this divorce that happened.
So we have Alexis Jesus Juggs from Real Housewives of Orange County getting a divorce from her disgusting husband.
Jimmy the Chin Bellino. That's like his mafia name.
I read their Us Weekly passage today, and I'm kind of like, you know what? Good for you. Like, they're just going their different ways. So, I don't think there's any affairs.
I don't think it's true. Because he's asking her for spousal support. So I think what's happening now that I've given it some time is that he's divorcing her just for so he can file like bankruptcy. Like, they're not really divorcing.
Oh, like it's like a money.
It's a money
like
thing.
A tax thing.
Yeah, it's that, and like maybe he just was like over trampolines. And he wanted to get rid of that. But
he's
now,
like, I can't jump around anymore.
Well, and then today, he's now suing, like, Tamara and Shannon.
Oh, because they were talking poorly of him on Heather McDonald's podcast, where Tamara also told people that
Doug is gay.
Lydia's husband is gay.
Yeah, which is, like...
Like, Tamara, that's your storyline.
Which is
don't
so
trite.
Like,
tell people that.
You're so hypocritical because you freaked out on Vicky saying Eddie was gay, and it's like, you don't get to call somebody else's husband gay and then not expect the same sort of repercussions. Like,
she's a two-timer, for sure.
This is why I've hated Tamara Judge. Always.
I always loved her until she blocked me.
No, you can take
the... And it's like, Tamara, I follow you on my personal account.
You can take the person out of the trailer park, but you can't take the trailer park out of the person.
That snaps.
Okay, so I also wanted to ask, while you were with Ronnie, did you guys do any of the Pride stuff? Like, it was Pride up in San Francisco.
I did take a gay bar on Friday night.
Yeah.
Called the Cinch on Polk Street. And it was actually really funny, because, like, I thought it was really cool. I was like, oh, God, I'm with Ronnie from Watch It Crappens. He's doing a live show tomorrow. We walk into this gay bar, and this guy goes, you're Mary from Two Judgy Girls. Like... Yeah, I was like, I am. Oh my God, this is so cool. I was like, wait, I'm with Ronnie from Watch What Crappens. And he's like, don't know him.
Mary, the local celeb.
Like, I was like, dying. I was like, oh, Ron. I was like, you got the live show tomorrow and everything. I got nothing.
Mary's just trying to like get more drinks in before she has to record a podcast.
Literally. Like, Courtney, are you sure we can't do this tomorrow morning?
Like, yeah, Summer Mary, it would be so nice if I could wake up and just record a podcast as opposed to going to work, but you know.
I know. I got too much free time. And then when you have too much free time, you don't want to. I have a list, like 10, 12 items to do.
Yeah.
I just keep on doing nothing.
Is Netflix and chill on there?
No, I did watch Real Housewives of New York by my parents' pool today on my computer and took notes from my phone.
Wow. How horrible.
I went to work today, so I feel like if every day I do a workout, I feel good about myself, so then I don't have to do anything else. That's kind of like my rule this summer.
Hey, I think, you know, focusing on yourself, self-care, that's a good goal.
This is so funny. So I'm at my parents' house the last couple days, and my mom's like, "You gotta clean out your closet." Like,
Do you still have a room at home?
Hell yeah! And I still have my stuff. And my mom's like, "This stuff has gotta go." I don't know any other family that lets their kids still have stuff. And you have your own house, which is their house that I live in.
Which also, you have an extra room that you could put your stuff in.
I have plenty. I have a basement. Like, I have so much storage. She's like, "You have to clean up your room." I'm like, "Mom, that's so mean. I feel like you're throwing me out of this home." She's like, "Mary, literally your high school prom dresses are in here. Like, we got to go through this." I'm like, "Okay, okay."
Did you go through it?
I was like, "I'll do it on Monday, but I want to see the high school prom dresses."
Please try them on.
So I did.
Do you have pictures?
It wouldn't fit. I mean, clearly. Like, literally. Okay, so I have this, my junior year prom dress.
Now, what did you buy for prom dresses? Because, like, I was just going to say, we would buy Jessica McClintock dresses.
Jessica McClintock. And it was actually, it would be pretty in right now because it's two pieces. Oh, it's a long skirt. Uh-huh. And then, very like,
10 things I hate about you.
Totally. And it's like a zip up in the back, the second piece. Literally, I go against it. I put it against my stomach today. There's about 8 inches in the back. I'm not joking. And I go, "Yeah, Mom." I'm like, "Oh, it almost fits." She goes, "Don't worry. You can get back to that someday." I was like, "Mom, I will never have my 17-year-old body again. I don't care how much weight I lose. This is a size 6 Jessica McClintock from 2002. Like, no, Mom. I'm never going to fit into this again. Like, sorry to shatter your dream." She's like, "You can't. You just have to believe in yourself." I'm like, "Mom, no. That's like fucking impossible."
You're like, "Okay, I'm just gonna lose a quick 8 inches. Give me a couple of weeks."
I think my rib cage is like bigger than that. You know?
So funny. We used to, everybody would go to Jessica McClintock, yeah, and there would be only like 6 style dresses, but you'd have to coordinate with everybody. Like, you can get the same dress as me, but it can't be the same color. And there was usually some sort of tulle and like silk material. Oh my god.
I think mine was like a little beyond my time because. You guys, I'm going up there next week, and I'll take a photo of it. And then I also had a cachet dress.
Oh, beaded. Yeah, cachet. Yep.
Beaded. That was my senior prom dress.
Yeah, then I
literally saw my senior prom date like a month ago.
Did you guys recreate your first dance? City.
Oh, he's so cute. No.
Is he single? So could you high school sweetheart it?
No, he was like, "Oh, this is my girlfriend. This is my prom date from high school."
Oh, you can't have a Sheena Shea moment with him.
I was like, "Oh, God, what's it been?" Oh, yeah, 14 years.
You're like, "How funny. I was just trying on my dresses." Do you still have your tux, or did you rent it from Men's Warehouse?
Yeah. Oh, my God, so good. Okay, sorry. We digress.
No, I like hearing about that. It's good to know that NorCal and SoCal do the same thing.
I'll take a photo of me not fitting into my dress.
That would be lovely. Thank you.
Sure, no problem. Okay, and then let's talk about, okay, everyone, I didn't know how many people watch the Jersey Shore.
I love, yes. Okay, I've been telling you about Jersey Day for months. Tonight is the season finale.
I binged it. And Ronnie pretending like he didn't cheat was my favorite mistake.
Oh, he was like, "What? We were just talking in the bathroom." Like, "No, Polly, I walked her in, and then
does
you open the
door shut?"
Yeah.
Oh, I think a wind picked up that door and
But it's like also clear, like, Ronnie, you shouldn't, just because you get a girl pregnant doesn't mean you need to stay with her. There are plenty of people who co-parent that aren't dating. See Thomas and Catherine. That's working out really well.
Right. Pauly D.
Oh, yeah. Pauly D does it. Yeah. It's just like, but, come on. Okay.
So apparently, word on the street. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I keep up saying that. Ronnie, dare I say this, drowned her dog?
No, okay. So what happened?
That's what I heard.
So let me.
That was on the street.
Yeah, let me tell you. So the street came into the apartment. Let me tell you what they said. Okay. So basically. Basically what happened was that, like, they clearly do drugs together. Like, they're like huge coke heads. And so, like, on a coke fueled night, they got in like a fight, and somehow the dog got into the pool during the fight and they didn't notice it. So the dog ended up drowning. Like, he didn't like physically take the dog and like drown it. I mean, he's a monster, but I don't think he's that kind of monster. But they're clearly crazy. Like, this week she dragged him from the car.
Yeah. This is bad.
Yeah, like, she dragged
him. Dragged him by the car.
Like, there's, like, TMZ released the photos, and there's, like, blood on the inside. And the daughter was in there. Isn't that frightening?
Really sad.
Yeah, it's not sad. Okay. It's not okay. It's not okay.
Speaking of other news, Lou was in San Francisco. She did the cabaret show. Been there, done that.
Yeah, a lot of people were asking if you were going to be there. And I think it's like seen it once, seen it all, because you only know, you know, Lou's only on stage for 4.5 minutes.
Literally. And I was at Watch What Crappens, and I just already gone. If she gave me a free ticket, maybe.
but I heard but she was so, a diva.
On Sunday, apparently she was a major diva at the Gay Pride Parade, and people were freaking out. Apparently she was drinking in the car and yelling at people.
Was she
and
like saying, the Grand Marshal of the parade or something?
No, not even. I mean, this is San Francisco. Oh. You think she's the Grand Marshal? Hell no.
I don't know.
We're like the biggest gay city in the world. She's not even that special. Whoa. I mean, God bless her. I love her. She wasn't the Grand Marshal, but today, she kept like, put up the signs. And she kept on telling them to, like, go faster. And there's, like, all these rules. And apparently she was just, like, a horrible person that day.
Well, so tonight's lip sync battle is between Ramona and Melissa Gorga. And on it, Ramona, Chrissy Teigen asks Ramona about the Countess. And Ramona goes, didn't she lose her title? She, like, straight up shades the Countess. I will post that tomorrow because it's so good. It just is like so funny where she's like, what? I didn't. Sorry.
Always the apologist.
Yeah.
Well, and then also Lou at the cabaret show was like, why are you so friends with Ramona? That was the question. She's like, because I get paid to be.
God, you know, I just am so happy for the ladies of New York because they give it to us all the time. It is year round with them. They hang out with each other, but they cause drama all at the same time. Like, they give us what we
need. But the reason why that franchise works is because they recover from it and they can hang out again. The OC people are like, I'm not filming with Vicky ever again.
Yeah. Blah. Yeah, I agree. Which is like, if you're gonna, what?
Speaking of the OC, what did you think of the trailer?
We talked about this last week.
Okay. Well, I also wonder, does Kelly Dodd ever stay at home? Do you watch her story? She's in New York this week. She was in San Francisco last week. Like, as soon as she gets rid of Jolie, she's like, peace, I'm out of here.
She's probably like, Jolie, you're going to go to an 8-week sleepaway camp. It's going to change your life, and mommy's going to go have some drinks with some friends. Like, her new boyfriend's like 25.
Yeah, from Sacktown.
Yeah, but you know what trailer did come out today?
Dallas.
What did you think?
The Sounds.
They're just hands. Like, I do not need to see Mark Duplass. Okay, I know I admitted that I had a weird crush on him, but it's far removed. I never need to see.
When you saw him naked in the ocean?
I was like, who's disgusting body? Like, for being a plastic surgeon, like, can't we just give ourselves a little lipo here and there?
He gets his dick sucked at the Roundup, and I know the boys who do it.
It's like they're that franchise out of all the franchises, to be honest, that is the one where the faces move the least.
True that. That forehead, no like, movement.
No, like Leanne facetunes the crap out of every photo she's ever posted to where it's like, it's not even good. Like, you know that's Photoshopped because it's so badly Photoshopped.
Right.
It's just
so good.
Okay. So wait, going back to New York. So what's this? So Dorinda was on Watch What Happens Live this week and talked mm-hmm. about Bethany and the Instagram and Bethany's so, only following Sonia.
Because she's a petty bitch and it came out this week and I want to deep dive into that.
Okay.
She's so lost. She's so lost without Carol. She doesn't have her go-to. Her go-to is fucking Sonia. Like, are you right. kidding me?
Right.
Come on, Bethany. And why are you doing ads for Teamy Blends?
What?
Are you not a millionaire?
I feel like she just does it to stay relevant.
Well, her whole... Why are you on reality TV? Why are you...
She needs it now.
Biggie and Smalls... Why are you instaing your entire day with Brynn and Knott's Berry Farm? So, be present with your peanut. Be present with your peanut.
I like that the Knott's Berry Farm peanut tie. Good one. That's good. Is she showing Brynn's face now?
No.
Okay.
So we It's like hands and like, Mommy, this is our babies. Our babies, Biggie and Small. Me.
It's just, it's like Beth, but why isn't Bethany following Luann? Why is there some weird falling out with that? Because Luann and Sonia are very close.
She's a passive aggressive asshole, and literally she has one friend from childhood. And that's why she keeps on getting divorced. And you can go and paint your wedding dresses.
Wait, what do you mean keeps getting divorced? She's only been married once.
No, she hasn't.
She hasn't?
No.
Who else has she been married to besides Jason?
I think that was her third marriage.
What?
Yeah.
What? Can you Google this for me?
Yeah, I'm on it right now.
Okay, so I also want to say I was, like, laughing together because, okay, Sonia and, like, Luann are on this weird, like, comeuppance of, like, we're healthy and we do these retreats together. And they
posted, Sober sisters!
And they posted this photo today this week of them riding a bicycle built for two.
That has been posted 4 times. That's old.
It is?
Yes.
Oh my god, I was just cracking up at it because I can just picture Sonia in the back not pedaling and Lou being like, these pedals is real hot, Sonia. Like, I can't smoke my cig and pedal at the same time.
No. Like,
and Sonia being like, that, I can't pedal with my
That's from like January. They posted that like 3 times.
Oh, I was thinking,
like each of them. It's so weird.
So straight.
Okay, Bethany Frankel was married to Jason Hoppe 2010 to 2016, which 2016 is probably when it actually like got finalized because that took like 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And then Peter Sussman 1996 to 1997.
Sorry, what was the name it cut out?
Peter Sussman.
And how long?
1996 to 1997.
Okay, we need to do some deep diving on Peter Sussman. What?
Not there has been like a couple Peters. Wasn't the first guy she was ever on Watch What Happens with, or not Watch What Happens on?
No, that was Jason.
Remember? Oh yeah, that's why I'm thinking double Jason.
Double Jason. I was like, wow, she's a big name repeater. Okay, we need to do some deep diving on.
Never forget when she sat down with him at dinner and was like, "So are we like moving in together?" He's like, "I don't want to talk about this right now."
She's like, "Not on camera."
Well, I thought this would be okay. Like, let's talk about it. He's like, I don't want to talk about this right now. She's like, I just like want to talk about it. I mean, there's Cookie. She wants to know too.
Yeah, and she was like really drunk because she had some friends. Like, she was drinking. This was like when she was still a cook, as Kelly Ben Simone would say.
She's a chef.
She's a chef. Right. Okay, we're gonna do some deep diving on Peter Sussman. We're gonna figure out who this man is.
Okay.
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 Speaking of Instagram, because that's obviously where I'm going to do my deep diving. Okay, so Austin drank a little of his grapefruit beer a little too much this week.
Yeah.
He decided to answer some questions on an Instagram, basically, where he told us the real story of what happened with Victoria.
Oh, my God. This was so insane, and I loved it, and he messaged us about it.
I think he was, like... really embarrassed that he did that, and I think he was like, I think
because he took it down.
He
took it down.
He did.
Yeah,
Oh, I didn't know
that. He deleted all the comments, but he had already screenshotted them. Duh. Like, Tamara Judge, you're going to put up naked selfies? Yeah, I'm screenshotting that shit. We know that's going down.
Yeah, you know the one that I regret not getting is the one where Brandy, did you see the
oh,
one?
We have it.
Oh, we do?
I have it.
Oh, Mary, you're withholding information here.
That one was just like.
It's just funny because she's like drunk and in her underwear, just like taking a photo. She's like, I'm drunk. Good night. And I'm like, gotta love the internet.
Gotta love. Well, I mean, sometimes I write things and then who hasn't drunk Instagrammed? Okay.
Oh, you write it on
as
two judgy girls.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well,
so maybe. Okay. So basically someone was like, what's, you know, whatever, Victoria, da, 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 da. And then he's like, after she threw the drink on me, she followed me home and threw a rock through my window, and I had to call the cops. That was the third time she had had similar freakouts. I'm in a telling mood tonight.
Which means and then the grapefruit beer is a-flowing.
They also said, they were like, what's going on with you and Chelsea? Like, da, 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 da. And he's like, I need a woman with a sex drive.
Which... Okay, you think that you have a theory about Chelsea.
I think Chelsea is the coolest girl alive. I literally want to be her. She has an amazing personality. She's warm. She's sweet. She's polite.
All right, but just get to the butt part.
Wait, and her body is smoking. If I could have someone's body, okay. I would pick Chelsea.
We got it, but.
Maybe she's asexual. I'm just saying that.
No, I don't think she's asexual.
How has she not landed someone?
I think she's just.
I mean, it's like, how am I not? You know, it's like same.
Right. Totally. We're Chelsea, but just like not. We're like
70 pounds more.
Chelsea is like what we are after we face tuned ourselves.
Not even.
And like, put a mask on. Get that skinny. Yeah, I don't even think my fingers would pinch it because they're too sausagey. I couldn't pinch my waist to be that thin on a Facetune due to sausage fingers. But, I mean, she was flirting in tonight's episode. I don't think she's asexual. I think she's just like...
No, but she's flirty and she wants something, but I could see her at the end of the night, like...
Why would you want...
Like, let's cuddle.
Why would you want to have sex with somebody when he literally comes over at 2 a.m. after drinking all night? He probably has whiskey dick and or coke dick. And, like, I'm sorry, if I have to get up at 8 a.m. and you come over at 3 a.m., I don't really want you to stick your little wiener in me.
No, sure, that's... I actually, you guys, I got a dick pic this week.
What?
At the Watch What Happens Live. I got a dick pic at 7:30 at night. I've gone on one date with this person.
Is I was this the pilot? So offended.
We've never even kissed. We're not like not even naughty talk. Just straight out of nowhere, a dick pic.
Wait, is this the guy that you were like? I don't even think he's interested.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. I want to know your thoughts.
So offended.
Okay, so like, what happens? You're like sitting there. Like, at first, I thought you were gonna tell me that somebody like airdropped it to you from the audience, and I was about to die. Like, that's hilarious. But okay. Why do guys think that we want dick pics?
My friend and I had dinner with a friend tonight, and he was like, you know what you need to ask this person? When has the dick pic ever worked for you?
Like, literally, if you send me a dick
and
pic, I'm
showing...
He was
on a bachelor party in Denver. Like, great city. Why are you going into the bathroom and sending me dick pics?
Okay, so what did you respond?
Nothing. I'm going radio silence.
Mary, I
would have... Tuesday morning at 7:30. Hey,
Mary,
not responding.
I would have gone off on him.
You know I'm going to have my drinks this weekend, and you know I will respond. But I just wanted him to sit on it and feel bad about it.
I literally would have been like, and when did I ask for that?
Well, also, I can put this wherever I want to put this.
That's okay. So literally the only reason like, you get a dick, you ask for a dick pic is for collateral.
He literally did a headshot of himself before, and then below is the dick pic, and you can connect the two. So, I mean, I could do really mean things. I'm not that kind of girl.
Put it on the gram. I'm just kidding. We don't want to get shut down. I'm kidding. I don't even want to see it. I don't even want to see it because dick pics are not warranted. Like, I literally, like, when a guy's like, send me a picture. And I'm like, you send me one first. And then they send it. And then I'm like, nah, I'm good. Because now I have collateral. You literally can never fuck with me. And guess what? Your dick doesn't turn me on. It doesn't. No. I'm never like, wow. Wow. Like, I got to call you right away.
Dicks aren't pretty. Vaginas aren't even pretty. Boobs are okay.
But either way, it's like, you need to, like, you just, nobody asked for the dick pic.
You know, and I was like, I literally get this in the middle of a show and I'm like, oh my God. I'm passing the phone around.
Right, because obviously you're going to show everybody.
Do you know how many people have seen this dick pic? And or how many people has he sent this dick pic to?
Oh, so you know what you should do? Why
did he think this was a good idea?
Here's my question. Do you think that was an actual photo from that moment? Or do you think he has an archive? So did you save the photo? This is what you do. No, I'm going to tell you some information.
Sure. Oh, and then you
save the photo and you see where in your photos it actually saves to, because it saves based on the date and time.
Sure, I'll do that right now.
Okay, so I'm just saying, like, if it was a recent, if he actually took it then, like, that's what you have to think of the thought process of. Was he just like, I'm going to send this dick pic to Mary?
Sure, like, I'm special.
Or was it, I'm going to go in the bathroom and take a dick pic to send to Mary?
Sure.
These are the questions I have. Okay, while you do that, I just want to go over some other news. Our most boring... What? What?
It was on Saturday night.
Oh,
it
just... oh no.
Oh,
well.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Can't wait for the update in a few weeks. Just FYI, everybody, because next week is July 4th, it's not on us. We can actually blame Bravo, but there are no new Bravo shows next week that we cover. So instead, we are doing a bonus episode for you. So you're getting Scary Island.
Woo!
Mary and I are recording an episode. We're going to watch the Scary Island episodes, and we are recording and we are posting that for you next week as a bonus episode, since there are no new shows.
Yes.
And Kelly I won't sound like this.
Totally.
Yeah. Okay, so Eileen has announced that she's leaving Young and the Restless, and I give her props for why she left.
Why'd she leave?
They refused to give raises.
Mm.
And so she said she's leaving.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Also, how long has she been?
Like 20 years?
No, I think like 40.
What? No.
I think she's been on since 1982.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe 1993. I don't know. A long, 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 long time. Okay, let's just jump into Southern Charm.
Okay, yeah. So we're discussing Southern Charm from this week, which is just, here's the thing. I like really like Southern Charm, but it's no Vanderpump Rules. Because I think Vanderpump Rules.
I don't even think you can compare the two.
That's true. They're like apples and oranges. But like Southern Charm, I just feel like I get that T-Rav and that Trashly are the villains. I get it. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like if they were removed from the show, I would still be watching.
Well, the thing is, the Cam baby mama drama, or just not even drama, just motherhood.
Right? Having
it's
a baby.
It's been lovely, and, you know, I think good for her. And I think I'll be exactly like Cam as a mom, and I hope I get my body back like hers, but have her body before. But
to get into that Jessica Mullen talk dress.
Yeah, getting that you guys, the day I can get in the Jessica Mullen talk day. Okay, but
I think it's just unfortunate timing for her. Like, she just probably should have sat this season out, but they probably were just like, you just show up whenever you want to. Talk about your breast milk. Talk about how Shep needs to get married to somebody. And just kind of be that little voice of reason for people to, like, you know, you'll be their therapist. And then you go away.
Well, she's the narrator.
Right.
But then also, I'm so sick of the Shep storylines. Like, he already had relationship. Like, this guy's not getting married. Like, let's get over him.
Right.
And let's get over him meeting someone. And actually, I do think Shep's a good friend to them all. Like,
I agree. I've turned around on Shep.
He keeps the group connected. You know, he's friends with Catherine. They actually all have like very different relationships with each other, but can all hang out independently, which like on a lot of shows they can't.
I think you I don't think they're as incestual as Vanderpump, but I think that they're more friends than like the housewife cities. So I appreciate it because I think like you remove Whitney, he's gone. Like, you know, he just kind of shows up as producer or whatever. If you remove Thomas, like they actually all are friends.
Right.
Like the group makes sense.
I agree. Yeah. Okay, so we start off the episode and Shep is, you know, the cooking master, a.k.a.
You think he was making before he told you what he was making? I thought he was making, like, rice-a-roni.
I did not think it was meatballs.
Not at all. Yeah, not at all. Like, there was, like, but literally then cloves of garlic and, like, sticks of butter, and I thought it was rice. But
they weren't minced, like his words, or he doesn't mince words or garlic. But then they also were like, where'd you get that recipe from? Oh, craftsy.com.
What?
Like, oh my gosh.
Fuck.
That's what's going to happen to TV. There's not going to be any commercials and it's going to be exactly like that.
Is craftsy.com the new Priv? Do we need to Google, did Bravo buy a stake in craftsy.com? Because there was also after that scene, the first commercial was craftsy.com.
Okay, and then also on Million Dollar Listing this week, they had a Hotwire. Did you watch Million Dollar Listing this week?
I did not.
So Ryan's like going to China for somewhere over there.
Ryan's going to Asia.
Yeah, over there. And they're like, have you called my travel agent? And they're like, his personal assistant's like, we don't have to call a travel agent. We can just look at hotwire.com. What kind of hotel do you want? Oh, a 5-star in the middle of the city? Okay. They're definitely plugging, which is super smart because who watches the commercials? Everyone DVRs.
Right, but it takes away from...
No, that's how TV's going to turn into.
Ugh.
So, well, yeah.
Anyways, craftsy.com. Craftsy.com is just such a weird... It's just very strange. Like, I've never heard of it.
It's called Pinterest.
Yeah, and I'm also
If not... I want to know how to meet my meatballs, I just go to the Jersey Shore.
Is that your Italian accent? As an Italian, I'm offended.
Meatballs, so I give you a $5 bill for the meatballs.
Are you Russian? Wait,
I think that's Russian now. Damn it. No. Hey, right, hey,
moving on.
I'll give you the $5 bill for the meatballs.
No. Please stop. As an Italian, you guys that are from Kentucky, I finally get it. As an Italian, and Mary's butchering accent, I now get the rotten hail.
To the Irish, I'm an Irish woman that can't do the Irish.
What accent is that?
Okay. So, anyways, so Cam comes over. She's like, I hate being a personal assistant to my baby.
She's Palmer, like, I'm gonna make a joke because like motherhood's funny.
And then Shep's like, oh, let me just, like, come go show my acne, my butt neck? What's backne? No, that's acne. Buttney?
What? You're everywhere right now. I don't even know what's happening.
He had really bad acne on his butt.
And oh, because his pants are not tight enough. He's too tight.
My mom's done everything for me for my whole life.
Did you like his apron? I enjoyed the apron. Oh, I thought it was fun.
Grow up.
I just like. So it's Shep is like just an enigma because this week too he's in like
wrapped in a riddle and cash.
What?
An enigma wrapped in a riddle and cash.
Yes, Erica. So he's like in like Barcelona or somewhere. He's like in Spain something. And he went to a nude beach and then he was like shocked that people were naked at a nude beach and took all these photos and put them on Instagram. And I'm like, Shep.
Of old men.
Yeah, I was like, Shep, what did you expect when you went to a nude beach? Like, people are gonna be nude. And then you're taking photos of them and uploading. Like, that's not cool. But I also still enjoy your beard. So, like, do I let it slide? I don't know.
The beard's working for him.
It's working. And I feel like he's lost a little weight, too. Okay, so I also was laughing when they were talking. So then Shep tells Cam, like, oh, Craig finally made out with a girl.
You wanna kiss the girl? Whoa, whoa, sha-la-la-la-la-la, don't be man.
Okay, be honest with us.
That was the Little Mermaid.
How many drinks have you had tonight?
Like, honestly?
No, lie to me.
I had two glasses of Sauv Blanc at dinner, and then they made me go out, and someone bought me a shot, and then I have one more drink. So four. But I had dinner.
Okay, guys, remember, Mary was coming home after dinner. Do you think I'm on fire? No, I don't, actually.
I think I'm fine.
No, you're great. It's just, you're here.
Usually, see, I think it's usually the opposite. You have a lot more energy than me, but you're sick. So I'm winning.
Oh, okay. That must be what it is.
This is like usually how I normally feel, like how you feel.
Well, I feel sorry for you if this is how you feel because I feel horrible.
Yeah, it sucks.
You do not feel like this. Like, I'm legitimately. Okay, anyway, so Austin is like, Austin, when he's like, I had to put some music on. It was like the Little Mermaid. And he was singing like, kiss the girl.
La 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 la, don't be
shy.
Keep on talking.
Oh, and so what's happening? Help me.
We have also been working out, and so when I laugh, my abs hurt.
That's good, though. That
you
means
you can't see the abs.
That means it's working. Okay, so then, okay, so anyways, yes, I agree. Shep needs his new storyline because all of his storylines, like, I'm sorry, I don't want Shep and Catherine together. We know that's never going to work out. Shep is not going to be a stepdad, so, like, stop trying to, like, throw that down our throats.
Right, right.
I do like his friendship with Catherine. And then just put
some raw meatballs down the throat.
Yeah. Oh, but yes, maybe. But I just like, I like.
No, that was like, they literally didn't cook the meatballs all the way. They're like, let's be Lady and the Tramp. Who's the Tramp? Shep was like, I'm the Tramp. And then they start eating the meatballs and they were raw.
Oh, that's not healthy. I don't think that's sanitary, is it?
No, no. Okay. They like couldn't eat.
Okay, so then we like segue over to Craig's house, and Craig is just having a real tough time with one hand.
With his one hand.
He's like literally
deadlines are arbitrary to me. Like, if Patricia had only given me 24 more hours.
It's like, she gave you 2 months, Craig. You needed 2 months in a day.
He's like, I can't work for someone else.
Well, and then I was like cracking up because it looked like he had like a bathroom handle. Like, you know, one of those wall handles that like for like handicapped people or something. And then he put it on top of the sewing machine because he's like, damn it, if I'm gonna not sew, you can't stop me from my hobby.
He's like calling his roommate, hey, can you cut this for
Sean,
me?
Sean, I need some help. And Sean's just like with the hole in the wall, like, nah.
And what was Craig drinking? It was like this green drink, and I was like, I've never seen a green Gatorade.
Lime flavored? I would love a Gatorade right now.
It was like...
Was it a green juice, maybe?
Like a sea foam. No. Oh. It was weird. If you guys know what he was drinking, let me know.
Yes. Was it like hypnotic, but like dyed green?
I don't know what it was.
Oh. Okay. So then we move on to Pat and Thomas. And so finally, it's like, Pat's been saying, you know, just remember this season was taped like 8 months ago. This season was taped 8 months ago. And I'm like, why are we giving Thomas any time? He's like, this episode, I felt like they wanted us to feel sorry for him. And I'm like, no, no, you're worse than Trashly because you raped someone.
I wonder.
Yes.
Well, like when these allegations surfaced, and then because that was only like what, 2 months ago?
It's been a couple of months.
Yeah, so 2 months.
Yeah.
Come
on, like, you can do it.
No, I just I wonder how much they knew.
Okay, so
because obviously like Patricia's like having him over and she's having Ashley over, and like she's the matriarch. She's the Caroline Manzo. And
my family with thickest thieves.
Well, and also she's the voice of reason, and she's the HBIC, the head bitch in charge.
Thank you.
And I feel like her having over both Ashley and Thomas, like she would never, like they're on the outs now.
Right, but I think in her mind, she's still, like, I think Thomas is a manipulator, and I'm not giving anybody an out here, but, like, I think that Thomas, like, you know, the same thing he did to Catherine, he's doing in Ashley. Like, he gets them hooked on drugs, he manipulates them, he makes them think he's the only person for them, he makes them think that, like, they're crazy, that, like, literally everybody's saying all these bad things, I'm the only one that can save you, but then I'm gonna treat you like shit, too, so you literally rely on me. And that's what he's done. He did to Catherine until she finally broke free. He's doing it to Ashley. I don't feel bad for Ashley because I still think she's trash. But, like, clearly, like, you can tell something is wrong with her. Because now she's going back on. Last week she finally said, like, oh, you know, I've been stressed. That's how I lost weight. I know it's unhealthy. And then now she's gone back to, like, dieting. And today she left on a message and she's like, now she's trying to go after Catherine again. And she's like, you know, let's just say that I've only slept with one person on the show where Catherine slept with four people that we know of. And she's like, and she's like, and I'm not even on birth control and I haven't managed to get pregnant. It's like, wow, do you want a medal for that? That's because Thomas sprinkles Plan B in your eggs, you moron.
Oh my God. And he says it. And he says it.
Like, he literally has admitted it.
He probably puts birth control in her stuff.
Like in her morning coffee. He's like, oh no. He's like,
hey, I made a breakfast burrito.
Uh-huh. Do you like a side? Birth control. Do you like a side of Yaz? Just a sprinkle of Yaz.
Here's microdestrin.
Yeah.
Orthotricycline? Like, $20,000 for an IUD.
Yeah, so she's like, I'm not technically taking birth control. But I right. have it.
She's like, I have it inside me, though.
Yeah. You know, semantics. I'm a nurse.
Okay, so Thomas is, like, the big thing this week is he's giving up polo because it's such a dangerous sport. And he just can't afford to get hurt for his kids. And,
spare
you know,
me.
But yeah, he goes over to Pat's house and is like, you know, I'm just feeling really resentful. Like, she needs to be financially secure on her own. And she doesn't want to do it. And, you know, she told me once that I'm a good provider. And quite frankly, I think that's called a sugar daddy. It's like, no, Thomas, you fucking flew her out here to be on the show and told her you pay for her shit. And now you're getting sick.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
I've heard her like, let's turn the tables. I think you need to work.
Right. It's part
actually,
of the...
I'll pay $20,000 worth of clothes.
Yep. It's part of the whole thing. It's
mixed messages.
Well, it's part of his whole like, just fucking with their heads.
Yeah. And then Patricia's like, well, she has no interest. She has no friends. I think she might be a gold digger.
Takes one to know one. Also, there's like this really funny blind item that says like, oh, this Southern lady, this Southern matriarch's ring, she wants you to believe it's from a rich suitor, but it's really from someone who serves her. So they're like, they're saying Michael the butler, like that she's having like a relationship with him.
Oh.
Does Michael live there?
He must. I mean, he like wants to poach shrimp.
Yeah, he's like, should I poach some shrimp and butter, Miss Patricia?
I'd be like, hell yeah.
She's like, just get him some medicine. And when I say medicine, you know that means alcohol, right?
Okay. Wait, and what was, he called Rosé something, like the men's Gatorade, or what did he call it?
Oh, I missed that. I missed that, unfortunately. Maybe that's what maybe that's what Craig was drinking.
Maybe.
So then they give us like this like notebook scene. Did you feel like you're like watching the notebook like it was like, let's meet on the pier or like Sex in the City? If we both meet on the Brooklyn Bridge at 3 p.m., true love.
Yes. And they're just eating corn dogs and letting birds have a little taste.
Okay, I did kind of LOL at that. Because you know, like the producers
it
are
was
like,
super let's windy. Like it wasn't a good day to be out on that pier.
No, but I do. Like I said before, like Shep and Catherine's friendship is really great because she, you know, opened up to him and like, you know, she said, "Oh, I've just, you know, there's depression." She's like, "You know, I'm worried about going to Thomas's polo match," and he's like, "Like basically, like just being a caretaker for her." Like I think there's something genuine with Shep when he knows that it's genuine from you. Mm-hmm. Like, when you're not trying to get anything out of it. Like, Landon was trying to get something out of it, so he, like, was over her, you know, like...
Good point. That's a good point.
So I think when he knows that you're just a friend, that he will be a friend. So
Agreed.
I still think that him and Danny should get back together. Why not?
Actually, I would like more Danny time. Yeah. I want to know why that relationship broke up.
Right.
With her 50-year-old man.
Uh-huh.
Her teeth look so much better. I think she has, like, a good heart. Mm-hmm. I want to know more about Danny.
Yeah.
She's always been, like, a sideline girl.
She's, like, a normal girl. Like, I've heard that they've tried to get her to join the show multiple times, and she's like, nah, I just, like, I want a normal life. Like, I just want to be a friend of.
And make my art. Which I didn't get the art piece.
I thought the art piece was cute from last week.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was cute. I was into it. I like Danny. I think she's a good friend. I think all these girls are good friends.
Well, it's kind of like hashtag me too this season, and the girls taking down these southern
assholes,
ungentlemen.
I agree. So then I felt like didn't you feel like it got really dark when Catherine started talking about like the basement?
Oh, it sounded like she was down there by herself, and
she was locked away in the dark with Kenzie so that Thomas could have his coke den parties upstairs.
And she's like, I would just cook and clean and take care of the baby. She was 22.
Like, it was like a misery sort of situation.
22 people could still take body shots off me.
They could do it at 32 as well, right?
No.
You'll take the body shots off of them.
Yes.
22 in the Jessica McClintock dress. As many body shots as you want. 32, you bend over, bitch.
I'm officially in one pieces now. Hey, I feel like you don't take body shots in bathing suits, so.
Oh. I don't.
It's kind of a rule for me.
I haven't been to Mexico in a while. I don't know how they do things there. Okay, moving on. Okay. So then everyone's going to, we're all going to Thomas's ball. Patricia's having the winter ball. No, you're right. Patricia's having the winter ball. And Thomas is having this polo match, so we're kind of, like, all getting ready for these things. And it's interesting because now that Cooper's, like, way out of the okay, tell me this. Last season, was there a ball?
Yeah, the end of the year, and, like, Chelsea and Austin went together. It was at JD's place.
Okay, so
Wasn't it JD's wife's birthday?
Yeah, it was, like, a restaurant opening or closing or something. Okay, because remember, it used to be Cooper's ball.
Mm.
And it was like, he would announce you. It was like almost like a debutante ball. And so now, and then when they got rid of him, so now Pat's throwing a ball.
Right. So, and she's like, the boys need to wear tails and the girls long dresses.
With gloves.
Right.
Okay, so like everybody's trying it on. Did you like Naomi's paralyzed cat?
Where's Gizmo? That was my first question when she got the suit cat.
Gizmo is still there because I know that the hot new boyfriend, has been petting Gizmo in Insta stories. Yeah. And I'm not sure how I feel about it because I'm happy for her. But I'm also like, ugh, but like Craig and Gizmo, and like they used to garden together. Does this guy garden with Gizmo?
Well, I feel like maybe she should have given the cat to Craig because now she got the new one.
But does she still have...
being selfish.
Does she still have this cat?
Oh, you think she, like, nursed it back to health? And I mean, it's only 1.1 ounces. And Chelsea's like, I take bigger shits than that.
Chelsea was, like, very... abrasive's not the right word. Like, very, like...
crass?
Outspoken, like...
I think crass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
wait. Now, let's just talk about... they go to the polo match. But before they go to the polo match, Ashley and Thomas go there before. She's like, oh, wow, this is such a beautiful estate. It'd be really ideal to have a wedding here.
Can I get my vest? It's a little cold in here. I like your vest. I want to match with my vest.
And then he's
also,
like,
when she looked at the horse, and she's like, how come the horse won't come near me? And I'm like, because they can sense crazy people. Animals are intuitive and you're nuts.
Right. And then he's like, well, the way things are going, I'm a sugar daddy. And then he totally pasted on her. I want you to succeed. I don't want you to feel like you're in a subservient position. And
even though you know he wants a subservient woman, but okay. Okay.
Like, maybe you should just get a job. And then she's like, you know, I hustled and worked on weekends and holidays my whole life. And you asked me to change my life, and now you're asking me to get a job. And you know what? Why don't you just, like, break up with me if I'm such a horrible person?
It's like, okay, every time you threaten that, the next time you threaten it, he's going to act on it. Then you're going to freak out because your clause isn't over until October. So then you're going to tell him, you're going to spill all of his secrets because you signed an NDA, but it's only valid if you make it through your entire contract. And then you guys will, quote unquote, try again because you're in love with each other and you're going to fight for what you want.
And then she's like, wait, but don't actually break up with me. Wait.
Exactly. You could just tell, like, I watch their interactions and I'm like, this is just such an uncomfortable relationship because you can see on screen, like, when it's over kind of deal.
Right.
And just watching them, it's like, it's over.
Right.
Also, do you like that Chelsea and Austin are, like, almost rekindling something? Like, when she's like, let's do some oyster shooters. Like, oh, let's go to the ball together.
Aphrodisiac. Well, the problem is that we already know. These shows, they need to, like, even Vanderpump Rules, I feel like when they're filming, they shouldn't be able to Insta story. Right. Because it tells too much.
Right.
So it's like really we already hard. Know that Austin's with this other girl. Like, it'd be so exciting to watch this not knowing in real time what's going on.
And, like, that used to be how it was.
Yeah. But they need to say during production, when the cameras are up, you can't have phones.
Yeah, I agree. I like that idea. Like, it's just straight GDR, up Big Brother.
I mean, yeah, like, Stassi's birthday, we know so much information already.
Yeah, I agree. I like that idea. Like, how about you could post a photo or two? But these stories, it's like, you might as well just go live. Just have a camera right. And go live from there. But speaking of which, guys, if you're...
I think if the cameras are up, they shouldn't even be able to post a story.
I agree. They should...
be more fun.
Yeah, I agree. But wait. Mary, you need to get into it this summer. It just started yesterday. You have plenty of time. Big Brother. No. Why?
I can't commit to that.
Well, why? Because you're busy?
Yeah. I'm going to the beach tomorrow. I'm going to Jazz Fest Saturday in San Francisco. Sunday, I'm going to a party in Golden Gate Park. I mean, I am...
Okay, and then Monday comes and you have nothing to do.
Monday, I'm working out. I told you, I only have to do one thing for an hour.
You're working out for an hour. Anyways, I'll be watching Big Brother.
Who do you think's going to be, like, deep diving and watching all these Insta stories on Monday?
Probably still
Mary from the Bay.
Okay. All right. I'm in.
Okay. So Catherine gets to the thing. And I was afraid she's going to have a mental breakdown when she got to the plantation. And she's like, really? Looking like a
Victorian goth.
Yeah. I liked the outfit, though.
Did you? It was a little much for me. Because everybody else was in, like, jeans and a hat.
There was a lot. There was mixed messages going on with that. Like, everyone's look. It was like Kentucky Derby meets the fall.
It didn't work for me, all the looks.
No. But I love that Catherine was like, I never thought I'd get over Thomas. And like, I don't have feelings for him anymore. And it was all in my imagination and ready to move on and be the best.
She's in such a good place.
And very self-aware. Talking to Thomas. I love Thomas. Thomas is still in love with her.
Oh, and, 100%.
He loves seeing this side of her. And like, she's become a woman and she's become a mother. And she's, like, kind of like the salt of the earth now. She's gone through it all.
Yeah, I think he's for sure, like, always been. I think he was in love with her. Like, I think she's getting back to who she was when she was first on this show, which I think is what he liked.
Agreed.
And then, maybe he gets in his own way and he doesn't even realize that he changes and makes these women crazy.
Right.
Like...
Meanwhile, Ash is like, I don't have a voice anymore. I'm always sick. I think it's stress-related. I feel alone, isolated. Wait, would you date me if I broke up with Thomas? And Shep's like, you're literally a sociopath.
Like, he's like, she's like, whoa, wait, whoa, whoa.
there might be a reason I should stay because I could date you. And he's like running away.
Well, and then we find out when Craig talks to Thomas that she also insinuated the same thing with Craig.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very exciting because next week they call her out on being a call girl. And I'm like, that's what she's doing, right? She's literally going around to the guys being like, I could stay with you. Like, I could be the perfect girl for you for the right price. Like, what do you think he pays her?
Not even that much.
$60,000?
Like, I was about to say that.
$60,000 plus, like, a clothing expense plus housing?
Yeah.
But you have to have sex with him? Ugh. And it's you have to remove his white pants to see the moose knuckle.
The thing is, I think she fell in love with him and is like so attached. She is unhinged.
She's like, she's Pretty Woman. So she thinks she's Julia Roberts and he's Richard Gere. And it's like very far from.
Right.
Like, I don't need to watch Thomas play polo. I feel bad for those horses.
Thomas is done. Next week's the finale, or 2 weeks, because next week there's not. And then he'll never be on Bravo again.
Thank God. And then JD shows up, and Thomas, did you just hear it? It was like, just so southern. He's like, oh, hey, JD, you look like W, like George W. Bush.
Yeah.
And I was like,
oh my God. Cowboy boots, fucking cowboy hat.
I wanted to take his bat and knock his head off.
Redder than a lobster. He looks like shit.
He is shit.
But like his face is turned. Like he's a full blown alcoholic face. Like the redness.
He's just disgusting. I don't like
He's truly gross.
Yeah, I agree. But so it's just interesting. So then towards like the end, you know, after everybody's left and Ashley's like walking around the house, she's like, am I the only one in this house? Like, am I a loser?
Right.
And I was like, do you want us to answer that for you? Or is that hypothetical? I think you know the answer.
And then Catherine, when before Thomas goes back in the house, she's like, so do you think I'm less psycho now compared to Ashley?
And then they have a good hearty laugh about it.
Yeah. And then she's like, how's your conversation with Catherine? And he's like, pretty nice. It was calm. It was peaceful.
It's like the grass is greener sort of thing. He's like, I got you. And now she's not crazy. And I'd rather that. But anyways, the next episode looks insane. Like, we basically just end with her saying she's going to fight for their love. It's like, you guys have been together for 3 months now.
But he's like, this isn't what I want. And I have to be true to myself. And even if it ends now, she says, even if it ends now, I'd do it all over again. I have no regrets. I've just invested so much time and I love you so much. And I'm still going to fight for us.
Let's also discuss really quick. So I know we kind of mentioned it last week, but some old Instagram photos of Ashley have popped up. And I want to say that I can't say fully off the top of my head. I think it's like at sblondie16. That's like her old Insta handle. This girl, she used to have fake boobs. She was like a bigger girl. She was bleach blonde. You know who she reminded me of? Tammy Knickerbocker's younger daughter, their daughters.
No, the oldest one?
The oldest one, Megan.
Right, yeah. But, okay, people kept on being like, I can't believe you guys haven't posted this yet. Like, one day she got, like, this fake tattoo on her chest with her huge boobs, bleach blonde hair, and, like, fireball shots. I'm like, people archive my Facebook from 2007 as well?
Yeah.
I would want to die. Uh-huh. So I can't go there. I can't be a hypocrite.
Yeah,
because I was in Lake Havasu for spring break.
Oh, I was there one year.
The same thing. Yeah, and everyone got arrested.
Nope, not the year I was there.
The year I was. I didn't.
Oh, I was like, I'd like to see that mugshot. Okay, let's move on to New York.
Okay, we're in Connecticut. We're at the yoga retreat.
I'm still so confused on what this trip is. Just a make Lou feel good trip? Like, we've never really talked about what this is. We've been to the Berkshires. Now we're in Connecticut, so Lou can, like, go back to her native roots.
I think it was just kind of like a weekend to get together because probably filming was on a hiatus because of the holidays and then her rehab stint. So it was just like
– So is this like last year when they went skiing and snowboarding?
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically they're doing like 3 trips a year, I guess.
Okay, like 2 in-house and then 1 like out of country. Okay.
It's actually smarter though, because it gets so much story in a short period of time.
Oh yeah, like the Berserk shows are 24 hours long, and we get 3 episodes.
How many dinners do you think they go out to that aren't filmed,
or that don't make the cut?
Yeah, that don't make the cut.
Oh, a ton. Like, let's just discuss.
So that's why I think they're smart, though. Like, these OC bitches, they go to too many coffee shops, too many alone daytime things. Same with the Beverly Hills girls. Get you all together. Get the drama going. Stay in one house for fucking 48 hours and suck it up.
I think New York is smart. I actually feel like, too, New York has, like... Okay, remember when Friends started getting big and they all negotiated together to get the same pay per episode? Mm-hmm. Yes. I feel like the New York girls are like, okay, we're all stars of this show. Like, even right. if we don't like each other, if you, like, this is, we're having this dinner here, and if you can make it, you're invited to come so you can get your screen time and you can get right. paid for it.
They
you
truly don't... all do have a bond together.
Yeah. Even, like, Carol and Luann bonded this week.
Right.
And they never bond. Like, right. Carol was calling Luann a loser 2 weeks ago.
And, I mean, Lou called her a pedophile, you know?
Yeah, it's like, they can overcome. Say it, forget to it, write it, regret it.
Say that one more time.
Say it, forget it, write it, regret it. Hashtag, it's all happening.
Yes. Okay, so we're basically, we start off and Lou's pissed because Ramona put up a picture on social media of them all together.
But we all looked at it, and there was no alcohol in said picture.
Right. But she didn't want people to know she was even out of rehab, because she only did right. the 3-week
right,
one.
Right. But I just want to say, the photo wasn't bad. But you know, Ramona only looked at herself and was like, I look great, I'm posting it.
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify that.
But I get Lou's side. She's like, yeah. I like my privacy feels invaded. Everyone knows I'm out. Everyone knows I'm hanging out with you girls. She hadn't even seen her kids at that point. I'd be fucking pissed if my mom got out of jail and rehab and went out with her friends.
Okay, wait. I'm sorry. I have to just make a quick comment going back to Southern Charm. I just like opened our Instagram and Pat commented on our I posted the clip of Ashley asking Shep if he would date her. And Pat literally just messaged, she told Whitney that if it weren't for Thomas, he'd be her second choice.
She's disgusting.
Ugh. Okay. Sorry. Back to New York.
But basically, so then we go to this yoga scene. And of course, Tinsley, Dorinda, and Carol don't go to yoga. And they want wine in the pool. And I'd be in that group. Meanwhile, we have like Ramona.
Would I be in that group, or would I be doing yoga? Our friend Britt would make me do yoga, so I'd be in the yoga studio probably.
Brittany made me do yoga one time in Costa Rica and I fucking rolled my ankle. If I'm working out, I'm sweating my balls off and I'm going to Orange Theory.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, so I'd be in the Tinsley, Dorinda, and Carol group. I think I am Dorinda.
Ooh. Dorinda's got a mean streak though.
I can too.
Okay. Roar. Okay, moving. What was that?
I don't know. Oh, okay. Okay, so basically, and then we, okay.
So after yoga, they're all talking about it, and they're, you know, Lou's like pissed, and like they're all backing her up. Because they also all secretly hate Ramona.
Ooh, Ramona has no remorse.
No, she just doesn't care.
And she's like, I drink everything out of a stem glass. Like, why would I not drink water out of a stem glass? Like, I mean,
Dorit like, was water watching glasses, this. Dorit was probably so pissed listening to this. Like, you drink what? You drink everything out of, a wine glass? PK, get over. Jagger, you cannot have ice cream out of a wine glass.
And she's like, I drink water out of wine. And I was like literally dying, because in the Catholic Church they say, you know, that it turned the it made water. Me think of the Catholic Church that the wine turns into the blood of Christ.
The water turns into wine.
The water turns into wine for her.
Ramona would be drunk off of tap water.
Yeah. Like, but I just felt so bad for Lou. She's fresh out of rehab. She has her publicist calling, being like, what the fuck? You girls are out. Like, this is so inappropriate. She has a court case on Thursday. She doesn't know what's going to happen.
She probably got scared shitless. Yeah, I totally understand it. I I just don't think that Ramona did it with intention to get at Lou. I think Ramona was like, I look good, I'm gonna post it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't think she was trying to expose Lou. Unless she was, like, that devious and she's like, I'm gonna post the first photo of Lou out of rehab. But that just seems so calculated.
Agreed. Okay, I also felt like Dorinda was super paranoid this episode. Like, her and Carol rocking over at the beginning of the episode, and she's like, they're talking about me. Like, is Bethany mad at me? And Carol's like, no, they're talking about the photo. Like, don't make this about you.
Well, not only and then that, she but goes, why can't Bethany should be mad at you. You've literally been talking shit on Bethany all season.
Well, and then Bethany's like, I don't feel safe around you, Dorinda.
But that's because Dorinda then also brought it up. Like, are you mad at me? Are you mad at me?
Yeah.
Are you mad at me? Why? Like, why? I thought we moved on from it. She's like, I don't feel safe. And she's like, well, I don't either, but I moved on. I moved on from Richard. I didn't move on from Richard. I love Richard. I don't even know who John is.
But then Bethany, of course, makes it out about herself. She's like, well, I don't want to talk about it. Like, you know, I just feel like an outcast and I don't have my Carol and I don't want to engage and I'm just going to shut myself off. Like, this is my feelings and I can feel that way. She always uses the I statements.
And you She's hate such... that. You hate that so much. Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
She's gone to so much therapy and it's like still doesn't work. I fucking hate Bethany. I wanted to
You've really punch turned her, on her
at that dinner scene.
Which one? Which dinner? Because she's pissed me off at multiple dinners.
Well, okay. Hold on.
You're talking about the dinner where she like tries to run away from Carol. Dinner. Oh yeah, where she runs away from Carol. We'll get into that.
Okay. What else happened? Ramona just like she wants to live till 100, so she has like 40 years left. And her and Sonia just they want to look good for happy hour at the diner.
Okay, so here's a question I have. Moving on from that, but Tansley and Carol like start going on a walk, and they like bring up, you know, the wedding. Was the wedding dress conversation before or after this?
Well, okay, let's also know that Tinsley's wearing a Mimosa's dog sweatpants shirt, and then Carol's wearing a lover shirt. And also, Carol got a really bad haircut this week, and
it looks like a mullet.
Rocking it in her confessional. She looks so old in the confessional. It's like a 6-year-old trying to look like a 30-year-old.
Well, I feel like she's lying to us when she's like, I don't have time for Adam. And I'm like,
she's like, I create boundaries.
But I feel like she's
busy to reach out to him.
I feel like she's obsessed with Adam.
Well, she also wants to go to rehab. She's like, oh God, rehab sounds so great. Just all these doctors analyzing you. That sounds like my nightmare.
Like Carol is like literally Carrie Bradshaw, just like trying to create problems for her own life.
100%. 100%.
Like Carol, there's literally nothing wrong with you.
Right. And then so basically Tinsley out. She's like, so I kind of like went wedding dress shopping with Dale. And Carol's like, that's like funny. Like, I get it. Just a typical Tuesday for Dale and Tins. No big deal. She's just going to defend her to the end of time.
Like, that's why that's when Carol is a good friend. Because later, like, Carol is such a good friend. Like, later when she goes, you know, Bethany's giving Tinsley shit. She goes, Bethany, after two weeks of Dennis, we went to Harry Winston's to look for rings. I'm like, oh, shit. Carol has... She literally knows where every single body is buried. And until you cross her, she will keep that to her dying day. But as soon as you cross her, she's going to tell the world.
Yeah, and I love it.
Be afraid of Carol.
I agree. So before this dinner, Lou is talking to Bethany. And this is the first time we see Lou really open up, I feel like.
Yeah.
And be a flawed character. And she's like...
Well, I feel like she's been doing it a lot this season, but definitely since the arrest, she's been super humble.
Yeah, and she's like, you know what? I'm really sad that Ramona would try to get invited to Tom's party and that Tom would even have a party on the boat that we...
got engaged. Yeah.
And just like, this is so embarrassing. And it's embarrassing for Ramona. And then Bethany's like, yeah, well, and like, she goes to drinks with him at the Regency. She's like, wait, what?
This is like the third or fourth time that Bethany has revealed information that like Lou doesn't know. Like when she said about Tom's new girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's like, Bethany, shut the fuck up.
She's like, what's the drinks you're talking about?
She's like, oh, I thought you knew. They get drinks at the Regency. It's like, Don't get me worked up.
Don't get me worked up. I want to smoke. She finally admits that she smoked. I don't want to get worked up, so I smoke.
Cue the cough.
Nope. I know. I didn't do it.
Oh, wow. Wow. You're getting used to it. But yeah. Okay. So then they go. So now they're at the dinner, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So like. They're like, who gets the head of the table? Like, Carol. And, like, Bethany runs away from her. And I'm like, it is so interesting to see Bethany not the head bitch in charge of, like, trying to stay away from Carol. Like, stay away from the drama, except that she'll go after other people.
I fucking hate her. I just can't stand her. She just runs away like a little girl
and then Lou's
ordering non-alcoholic beer.
Okay, also, Ramona's Lou is wearing...
six oysters each.
Lou was wearing a gong on her neck. I was like, what is she doing? She's just going to ding it when she wants people's attention?
It's like no turquoise Indian necklaces anymore.
Yeah, it's like the statement necklaces are just like literally like items you find in a kitchen. She's like, oh, is this a decorative tray for your coffee table? Great, I'm going to put a hole in it. I'm going to wrap a string and I'm going to put it around my neck.
And it looks good.
Yeah, she's like, oh, is this a tchotchke? Cool, I'm going to wrap some twine around it, put it around my neck, and then I'm just going to walk with it. It's called fashion. Heard of it?
So good. Yeah. So good.
But okay, so then like Bethany's like, hey, Tins, are you getting engaged soon? This whole thing reeked a producer setup to me, though. She's like, I got my dress at Amsala, and so they told me you were trying on dresses. I'm like, when has a wedding dress company ever called a former person and been like, hey, this person you're on that you work with is in here buying dresses? It's like the producers clearly told Bethany to bring that up.
And then Tinsley loses it. I was just looking. It wasn't real. You think I would wear that kind of dress? My dress is going to be couture.
It's like, and you've already been married once.
This is something I'd wear to a party.
Yeah, I was okay. And then when they're like, all I was doing is like picturing Tinsley at a tailgate. Tinsley, did you want a hot dog?
I don't know. I'm super superstitious. I don't think I would do that.
And then Dorinda's like, oh, here's my in.
And then Bethany's like, I just like paint my old dresses. Yeah, and Bethany, she's like, it's like, you know, trying on dresses, trying on coffins.
It's like too much. And then again, the crest gets brought up though.
Don't take away this fun moment with Dale, okay? You're trying to embarrass me. This is horrible. Like, what? How can you do this to me?
And you don't even know what we did after. We FaceTimed my egg doctor. And I cried looking at my future children. Half of them. Like, it just was like too much. Okay, so then Dorinda and Sonia start going at it again. And I'm just like thinking like, oh my god, the people, like, I really hope the people in this restaurant are just extras.
Oh my god, it was so bad.
I would be livid.
Lou said it best. He's like, we got to put up caution tape, live animals.
It's so true. It's so true. So basically, like,
what team are you on? Sonia or Dorinda?
So realistically, Dorinda's, right? Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, I feel like people keep comparing, like, well, Dorinda, you know, your husband died and you still have his last name. It's like, yeah, but they didn't divorce. Like, I can't imagine that the Morgans name, like, that they want Sonia as a representative of them. I can't picture it. I don't know why she's using their crest unless it's like, these are for my daughter. Like, these are, you know, it's a collaboration with my daughter. Like, she's only a Morgan now because she hasn't changed her name back to Tremont.
It's so embarrassing to me. I understand. I understand wanting to have the same name as your daughter.
Yes. Totally. But,
okay. And then Bethany backing her. I'm like, Bethany, you've been divorced twice. Did you ever keep anyone's name? Fuck no.
Right.
Countess, you want to keep that name because you want to be a countess. Did you taint
D'Agostino?
It's about Tom.
Luann, it's about Tom.
You know, like so fast and then go back to the countess. Like they're all about social status. And Dorinda's, I think she said it best. She's like, I wouldn't wear a crest that wasn't true. My family is not from Scotland. I'm not going to Scotland. And then she's like, are you going there? What do you care about my family? She fucking loses it. And Sonia's like, she's just jealous. Nobody's jealous of you, Sonia.
Yeah, I'm so jealous of bankruptcy. Yes, little Edie, I'm super jealous. I'm like, oh God, is my BlackBerry in my toilet? I hope so.
I loved how Dorinda was like, stay out of this, Bethany. Like, I'm so sick of Bethany. She's a Shannon Bedore. She stirs the fucking pot and she pretends like she's standing up for these selfless people. Like, no, Bethany, stay out of it.
Well, and this week too, we got like preview of the second half of the season. And mind you, everything in Colombia looks amazing and I can't wait. But at one point, Dorinda's fighting with Luann probably this time or something. And she looks at Bethany. She goes, "You got no skin in this game. Stay out of it." And I was like, mm-hmm. Okay, you do not want to double cross a drunk Dorinda.
I want to be Dorinda. And then, but then, like, Bethany's like, "You're acting like your therapist. Like, you come back and apologize and say, you know, I'm really happy that you're living in the present. You're doing so great. You're doing so great." And she's like,
"Yeah, I don't think Dorinda
should. Why don't you look at her?" I'm like, you know what?
I don't think Dorinda should have come back with that. She should have just dropped and been like, "Let's agree to disagree and let's move on."
Well, I think she did want to apologize. She was too drunk to apologize, but... You know what? It's so true. She's the only one to apologize and to wait. Bethany doesn't. Fuck you, Bethany. I hate
okay,
her.
What if though? What if Dorinda literally just looked at Sonia and was like, "Say it, forget it, write it, regret it"? Like, what if that's just her apology for everything now? I said it. No. Let's forget it. I didn't write it. I can't regret it.
Yeah.
Just, I know I've already used that tonight, but I just feel like that's just could be Dorinda's answer to everything. And then as soon as that ends, Luann's like, "My turn."
Right. There was three different fights.
It was like, what's happening?
Just one episode, three different types at one table.
It's not even one episode. It's like, one dinner. One dinner. It's not even one episode.
It was like
episode.
The airing of grievances.
And she's like, hey, Ramona. And I was like, uh-oh. And you could tell at one point, too, when Ramona was like, "I didn't get the memo." And you could tell she wanted to say bitch. So right. Hard and literally held herself. She's like, "I didn't get the memo, okay?" And I was like, "Okay." Ugh. And then she like starts crying.
But like, ooh, talking out tears.
Yeah, I made a mistake. Worse than a can of worms.
Wait, and then I loved how Harry Dubin came up again. Yeah, never like, forget Aviva Drescher. Who? Aviva Drescher.
Yeah, that's her name.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're thinking Fran Drescher.
Yay!
And that's Reed's, like, cousin.
Yeah. So Aviva threw her prosthetic leg, like, across the room, and people drank
out of it. The only thing fake about me is this!
Yeah.
So people did not drink out of her leg, Mary.
Yeah, they did.
No, they did not! You're starting a rumor.
I love to start rumors. That's what Two Judgy Girls is. Actually, no, that's can someone get her leg and I can start bringing that out and drinking out of it? How do I get that leg?
Someone ship Mary a
it's
leg.
It's in the clubhouse, right?
No, it's probably on her leg, Mary.
Remember she used to get pedicures on it?
She wants it to match the other leg. Oh my god, you're going to hell.
Okay, sorry.
So basically, Luann's like, "You went to the Regency with Tom." And she's like, "I did not go to the Regency with Tom. I went with Harry Dubin." And I'm like, oh god, Harry Dubin, Aviva, Sonia, Luann, Ramona.
He kind of proposed to Sonia, right?
And then, like, they got a dog together, but we're not. But is that the dog that went up to upstate New York?
Like, Lou took
Harry home.
Him home from a party. Oh my god.
Yeah, and then he proposed like, with a costume.
She'll hang out with any Tom, Dick, or Harry.
Oh my god, which is like really legitimate. Who's Dick? Is there a Richard? Remote or Dorinda's Richard?
Yes.
Oh my god. So did Sonia go home with a red balloon? Oh no.
I can't. My abs hurt from laughing. Damn it.
Okay. Wait, anyways.
Then we get back for the dinner.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, they made me banana bread. They're warm bananas inside.
I was like, are these girls like lit? Are they high? Like, are they just really maybe big high. Fans of banana maybe bread?
Maybe high.
Like, Sonia's opening her legs, like welcoming it into her vagina. Like, she's like, any orifice. I will take that banana bread in any orifice.
It's just thing that will be down there.
And then Ramona's just like stuffing her face, like, ooh, yeah, yeah.
OMG, they got my banana bread.
Like, they just, and then it was
like, pumpkin bread.
And then Ramona's like, whenever someone yells at me, it reminds me of my childhood. I'm like, but this whole thing is because you started it by posting the photo. She's like, it's just a trigger. It's a trigger. Where's the banana bread? Somebody put 12 slices. I'm going to take it up to my room.
Oh, my God. They're all, like, hoarders stealing stuff.
It's just so weird.
They're like, how many banana breads can I fit in my purse?
But then, so then they all, like, kind of break off again. Like, they like to do this where they break off to have, like, recaps.
Right. And then Carol goes with Lou. And Carol's wearing her pajamas, but also with high heels.
It's like a new look now where you like wear a pajama shirt, but it's out and it's like it also costs like $75.
Right. It's like the Hugh Hef for women.
Yeah. It's like not a good look. But, you know, Carol, she always rides that line of what's fashion.
Right.
But she's like there. She's so nice to Lou. Like, Lou, you're self-aware. Like,
I'm really proud of you. You know, you walked away from the situation. She's like, I literally couldn't even look at her for another minute. I'd want a cigarette if I did.
Yeah. But she just was like, you know, I feel like I was just born. Got, like, you killed it. Like, it just, I'm just, you know, I'm proud of Lou.
I agree.
We stand with Lou.
Yes. Then like we basically wake up in Sonia in Bethany's bed. And what happened in that bed? Bethany's like, whoa.
Like, we didn't even go to bed till 6.
Yeah, like, what happened in that bed?
And I'm like, oh, you guys talking? She probably could have been like, Sonia, as initiation to be my best friend, you have to go down on me and tell me I'm a skinny girl.
Right. And Sonya would do it.
And Sonya's like, I love box. I love banana box. Oh, they made me banana box. Have you put a banana bread in your box? It's delicious.
And Sonya's never spent a night alone with these women.
Never.
It's either with Lou, it's with Ramona. Wait, Tins. I also heard this really weird rumor. Ooh. That
did you hear it or are you making it up right now? Be honest.
No, I heard this on season 3, like before they were big, and it's Scary Island.
No, it's not. There, it hasn't been confirmed what season. I know exactly what you're talking about. And I think
it was a threesome.
A foursome.
With
Sonia.
Sonia, Ramona, the Hooters founder, and
Lou.
Yeah.
So the reason I don't think it was Scary Island, we know that they meet up with the Hooters founder, but I think it's the season where Heather freaks the fuck out. When the don't be cool, all uncool one with the pirate. I think that's the season we're talking about, because there was that night where Ramona had the guy in her room. Everybody's being kind of shady about it. And there's this huge thing that production, like, you know, people had to like sign NDAs, basically say you wouldn't discuss it because it was like this huge deal. I think it's that trip.
Okay.
And I think that the owner of Hooters just happens to yacht in all the same random places, because all those islands are probably relatively close to each other.
Right.
I'm not rich, so I've never been to the BVIs, but I would assume so. Or are those
We're going to get there soon. We're going to get there soon.
Ooh. Are those the English Isles? I don't even know. French Isles? I don't know.
If you work for a company that would like to sponsor us, please let us know.
Yeah. And we have 8 inches to lose on our body. So give us a couple of weeks.
Okay. Then basically it like kind of ends with Ramona. She wants to talk to Lou and apologize. And Drinda's just like, be nice. Just say you're sorry. Don't say that many words. And Ramona's like, I showed poor judgment. You got my text. And Lou's like, fuck you. I'm not talking to you right now. I just got out of yoga. Yep. Like, no.
Yep. But it's like, God, the season's just so good. It's just the season.
Dorinda's like, she'll be fine after Thursday, after the judgment. Friday, she's going to be drinking with me. Don't even worry about it. And everyone's like, no, too soon. She's like, I bought a bottle just in case.
And hey, Lou never said she was quitting drinking.
No. She's never back once. On the sauce, guys.
Never once.
Okay. And next week, we go speed dating. Then we have Lou in a wig in Columbia.
Okay, so I'm going to be honest. I legitimately, in the preview, I thought it was a drag queen.
Okay, fair enough. Then we have Bethany calling Carol smug. Dorinda and Lou get into it, and a sailboat ride. We have Columbia's going to be 3 episodes.
Oh, my God. It's just the gift that keeps on giving.
And we have OC in 2 weeks, and then Atlanta August 15th. We have so much to look forward to,
and
guys.
And Dallas August 2nd, maybe?
That's what I meant. What did I say?
Atlanta.
No. Oh, I meant Dallas.
It's been a long night. Okay, but my shows of the week, Big Brother. Start it if you're into it. We can discuss it in the Jury Speaks. If you haven't joined our Facebook group yet, please do. And also, tonight is the finale of RuPaul's Drag Race. And I watched it already, and I'm super excited about the winner. And if you watch RuPaul's Drag Race, also, let's discuss that. Okay?
Agreed.
Mary watches none of it, but that's fine.
Okay, so guys, we'll release Scary Island 4th of July week, and then, you know, we'll talk to you.
We'll talk to you the week after.
The second week of July.
Yes. Everybody have a happy and safe 4th. All you Americans, enjoy it. All you non-Americans, celebrate with us. Mary, take us out with a song about America.
God bless America.
Bye, everyone.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years, and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start.
Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.